Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The County District Attorney's Office arrested a sergeant with the Sheriff's Office today in connection with allegations of sexual battery. The sergeant, 40-year-old Jason Daniels, is alleged to have committed sexual battery against a single female victim while on duty as a peace officer. Sergeant Daniels has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. The U.S. Department of Education has determined that Humboldt State University now qualifies as a Hispanic-serving institution due to its enrollment numbers for undergraduate Latino students. In order to qualify as a Hispanic-serving institution, a university must have an undergraduate full-time equivalent enrollment of at least 25% Hispanic students. This year, HSU's enrollment levels for Hispanic students reached 26.6%. The status allows HSU to apply for funding opportunities through the Department of Education. Funding can be used for laboratory equipment, faculty development, educational materials, counseling programs, student support services, and more. Campus diversity at HSU has grown from 13 to 31% in the last decade. Six Rivers National Forest will begin prescribed burning projects this fall as weather and fuel conditions cool down from the hot and dry summer season. The burning projects are part of efforts to reduce hazardous fuel accumulations in the forest, which can lead to extreme fire behavior in the event of a wildfire. The burning will follow a prescribed fire burn plan outlining environmental factors that must be taken into account, including fuel moisture, humidity, temperature, wind speed, and smoke column dispersal and direction. The Forest Service will work with the National Weather Service and the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District to carry out the burns. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to the Mendocino National Forest near Covelo on Thursday to respond to a fatal hunting accident. Officers arrived on scene and learned that the member of a hunting party saw a wild pig across a ravine and tried to shoot it, not noticing the male victim, 52-year-old rodeo resident Edgardo Godoy. When he checked the area, he found Godoy with a single gunshot wound to the lower abdomen. Help was called in by handheld radio and medical personnel from CAL FIRE, the National Forest Service, and CAL STAR arrived to administer aid, but Godoy was eventually pronounced dead. The names of those involved in the incident are being withheld pending further investigation. Deputies from the Sheriff's Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant in the 7,000 block of Benbow Drive in Garberville on Wednesday. Deputies located 613 marijuana plants and 175 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sale at the residence. 66-year-old Pearl Hurd, 28-year-old Anthony Nielsen, and 24-year-old Brittany Tonks were all issued citations for cultivation and possession. The investigation is still ongoing. And Eureka's Extreme Weather Winter Shelter will begin operations in November to provide shelter for those living on the streets in Eureka during times of extreme weather conditions. The shelters include the Rescue Mission on 2nd Street for men and the Eureka Rescue Mission Women's Shelter on 3rd Street. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier this month, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 484 into law. The bill changes the way the California educational system assesses the progress of its students through new tests that are aligned with the newly established Common Core curriculum. The bill eliminates the Standardized Testing and Reporting, or STAR, system for the current school year and funds a trial run of the new assessments. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck described the change.
It's a new piece that we're being held accountable to teaching. And so we're in the transition right now of moving from the California state standards, which have been around since the late 90s, early 2000s, and moving into now this new Common Core standards.
Van Vleck pointed out the differences in the old and the new testing system.
The California standards were all about knowledge. What happened on this date? When did this happen? It's all about what. Now, as we switch into the Common Core standards, it gets more into that how question, the why question, and back into students really learning things in depth and learning how to think as opposed to remembering specific things.
The provisions of AB 484 will go into effect on January 1st of 2014. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.